Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. Somebody's radio is playing.
Somebody's
phone is playing. All right, now I'm lost. Okay. Thanks for joining us. What is it? May 25th already, huh?
Yes.
Same. Moving right along, man. It's almost half a year. Almost summer. Oh, man.
The heat's
coming.
That's right.
Hosting along with myself, of course, man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
What's up, man?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Do you need to go make another phone call quick, like last week?
Maybe. You'll know in a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
sorry. I had to duck out of here. I had an important phone call today. But you guys had it handled.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Of course, Freak 33, Matt Esposito. Thanks.
My microphone was, so I'll talk louder.
It's not working? Well, you don't need a mic.
You don't need one. Here, you can have this one.
Now, you said that, not us. So. That's right. Speaking of our guests, thanks for being here. We got Chloe Lynch, legend racer, right? Am I right? Okay. And who do we have here alongside of you? We want to say anything?
Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Mom.
Pleased to meet you, Mom. So thanks for being here. And you can talk in the mic, too. What's Mom's name?
Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for you guys for being here. So,
I think she's more nervous than I am.
I don't know about that.
Well, here's what I don't get. We're talking about how hot it's getting and all that, and you got like a sheepskin clothes on, a jacket. What's up with that?
Well, I walked in here and it was really cold.
But you came prepared? You got a jacket with you out in a car at all times?
No, my mom told me to bring a jacket.
Oh. Smart, see? Mom always think of the things that we always forget, right?
I asked them if they wanted me to turn the AC off, and they said no.
Oh, okay. Just throw a jacket on, right?
Yeah.
So thanks, Mom, for making sure your daughter is comfortable. That's always cool. But before I get too far along, thanks again for being here, Chloe and Sheila. Thank you. But we'll talk about this real quick. Hair Clear. If you have heard of Hair Clear, you know who Hair Clear is? All right. It's Cindy Clark.
Yes.
With Hair Clear. She does hearing aids and all that. She also does custom earbuds for the race, the racers out there.
Do you know who Cindy Clark is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Just check.
You should know who Cindy. If you don't find out who Cindy Clark is, you can go to her for custom earbuds. Get a hold of Cindy Clark at 725-333-4327 at Hair Clear. That's 725-333-HEAR. I know Gary has a set of these or
couple
two.
Sets. Yep.
Couple sets. You like them?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah?
I just used one at the races last week.
You can't hear anything else but who was in your ear, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did they tell you how to race?
No, I wasn't racing. I was up in the stands.
Oh, okay.
I was listening to Dan yell at the driver.
Yell at everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you all like radios and legends?
Yeah, we have our spotters.
Okay, that's good. I didn't know that. Because I thought for a while that like the legends didn't have spotters and so on. But,
no, I think you're too fast, but they have spotters.
Yeah. I'm going to find out. That's why I'm here. These guys are going to educate me on what the legends are all about. And, of course, bandos, because that's probably where you got started, right? But we're going to find out more. There's all kinds of things coming up here. Usually, like, we have guests here. We always ask them, like, hey, where'd you get your start and all that? And we're going to ask you the same thing. But you probably didn't start that long ago. How old are you?
I'm only 16.
16, okay, cool. Legend driver in the right now. But where did you first get into racing or hear about it? I'm sure it was in the family or something like that, right?
Well, my dad, he's a mechanic and everything. And
auto mechanic?
Yes.
Gary, we know where to take our vehicles back. Is he a mobile mechanic? Or?
Yes,
yeah.
He's actually a mobile mechanic.
So is Gary. Gary's a mobile trailer guy.
Nice.
Yeah, see?
team together.
There you go.
Yes. We tackle the world.
Yes. Or at least Nevada, one of the two.
They go to you, right? You've only been doing it for a couple of years.
Oh,
right?
Just two or three.
So your dad's a mobile mechanic, huh?
Yes.
Cool.
He is. But one day he was out helping a friend with the legends and everything. He asked me if I wanted to come and tag along. So I did. And then we were watching the Bandas race. And he was like, how would you feel if you were in a Banda? And I was like, oh, that'd be pretty cool.
How old were you? This is just a couple years ago?
Like 12, almost 13.
Okay. Well, you know, in the racing world today, that's actually a long time. Because, like, you know, when I was growing up at that age, we didn't have, like, the Bandoleros and divisions like that. You know, we'd go to the racetrack and we'd have to wait till, you know, 14 or something like that just to get into it. So that's pretty cool. Nowadays you're actually a veteran in racing at 16, so about 12-ish you're finding out. Have you ever been heard of a Bandolero before, or have you ever been to the track besides that to watch?
When I was super young, probably like 3 to 5.
That's super younger to the rest of us.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's when I started going to the racetrack and everything.
And that was the bull ring out here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the drag strip a lot, too.
Oh.
I was a big fan of the drag.
You know, it's funny because that's where a lot of people, like, when they've been to the track, it's usually the drag strip. You know, it's not usually, like, the circle track or anything like that. It's usually the drag strip, which is cool. At least it gets, you know, the local community involved in the racetrack itself. So, okay, so cool. I'm going to keep interrupting you, so I'm just,
you're okay.
Trying to keep things flowing, so.
But yeah, he asked me if I wanted a Bando and everything, and I said, yeah, like, that'd be cool. I'd be more than happy to drive a Bando, and then 2 weeks later, I had a car.
Hey, we're going to all call up our
parents. Will your dad take me in the pitch?
But going back to the drag strip, you know, how old were you again? You said 12-ish?
No, I was probably like 3 or 4.
Oh,
you're
talking.
I have pictures
baby, okay.
From when I was 3 or 4, one of those, of actually me in a legend car without even knowing what it was. I was just
really.
Oh,
whose car was that?
Do you remember her name?
Misty Balders.
Yeah.
Oh,
Misty Balders.
Was he just like? Was it like just out and
that
about
was a
somewhere?
Friend of the family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But at that time, you didn't have any interest in really getting out to the track. It's just somebody you knew that raced, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. That's pretty cool. So something got instilled in you early on that you didn't know about racing,
yeah.
You know, right?
I don't even remember being there or anything.
That's funny.
Right.
Do you remember the drag strip when you used to go watch there at all? Nothing?
No.
Because I know, like, the professionals, when the big boys are in town, you really feel the horsepower out there when they go down that track. You know, it's something you don't forget. Right. Yeah, exactly. That's about it, right? But, no, that's cool. So you don't remember any of that?
No, not really. I just remember being there.
Cool. Was part of any of the deal, like, your mom and dad saying, hey, well, you know, or do you always just keep good grades up? You know, I know we've heard of it a lot that, hey, if you keep your grades up, you do this and that, we'll do this for you.
I mean, I've always had really good grades, never really slipped until COVID and being online and all that, but we
right.
got it all situated.
I mean, that obviously was difficult for everybody. I mean, the world was turned upside down, and yet I didn't know about the school portion of that, but yeah, you guys didn't really go into the classroom and do anything. You did home. Was it home?
Yeah, I was on like Zoom calls and everything. So
yeah, we only did the distance learning until I couldn't take it anymore. We found the school that would take her. So.
Oh, really? So they actually did have some facilities that you could go in like part time or something. No.
Private
oh.
School.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, no, that's a good point. I didn't think of that part of it. You know, of course. There was some racing going on, but not anything like we were used to in 2020. But were you able to find races to go to in 2020 at all? I mean,
no, not really. The only place we were able to go to was Speed Vegas for our road course season, and that was it. That's all we went to.
Didn't we travel to Washington during COVID? Or?
No, that was not during COVID.
So when you first got into the Bandoleros, though, that was pre-COVID, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And that was here at the bullring.
Yes.
And 2 weeks later when you said, hey, I want that, which You sound like your daddy's girl. So.
Oh, yeah.
So excited to have four children, three boys.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So you get pampered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. None of the boys? How old are the boys? Are they older brothers?
They're all older. So what? I don't know. I think 27, 25, and 18 now.
Oh, so they're a little bit of a distance, but none of them want to get into racing at all? Nothing.
No.
Like that. They play other sports?
Football, yeah.
Okay, so football. Well, that's pretty cool. So you're outshining them with auto racing.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you get a bandolero. Did you watch them around the track, you know, just being out there?
I think it was qualifying or practice. I don't even think it was the race yet.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. So you just saw that's what you wanted, huh?
Yeah. Amy and all their whole pit and all that, they heard that a girl was out there looking for a car. And so they stuck a for sale sign on the car.
They're walking around.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's cool to see, you know, the younger people, but also young girls out there getting into racing. I know, like, for a long time, like, Kaylee Barker's, you know, someone out there. I don't know if you had a chance to meet her and, you know, talk to her and all that. You know, she's been out for a while and setting good other young ladies out there to race, you know, and following. So to have the bandoleros to be a stepping stone for any young, you know, kid racing is really cool. It, like I was saying, it's been around when I was younger, except like go-karts and things like that, but that's, you know, a little different. But generations out there, it's really cool. When you went out there, what was it like? I mean, what was your first experience? I mean, it was almost easier watching than it is actually in the car.
Well, so my first race was at Horn Show.
Did you have any practices, any track time?
Nope.
Nothing? It was like,
nope.
You got to wear this suit, you got to wear this helmet. And
oh, yeah.
Really?
It's like, up here.
And this
there
is
you
Orange
go.
Show?
Yeah, Orange
Show. That's
cool.
That's his hometown is Riverside, mm-hmm. So he's familiar with Orange. That's cool. Orange Show, I like that track, too, by the way. It's a really cool little track.
Oh, yeah, it's great. But first race, I think it was... No, actually, no walls. Very proud of myself.
That's good, yeah.
I think I spun a total of 30-something times in a 12-lap race, but never hit anyone, never hit the wall, no one ever hit me. So.
Were there quite a few other bandoleros out there?
It
was a good field at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, and that brings up a good point. As on the spectator side, as a mom especially, you're probably like freaking out.
I stood next to the trash can and threw up.
And you're mad at the dad. Hey, why'd you get her into this? You got to sleep on the couch for a while, right?
In the doghouse.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a good point. I don't know that same feeling exactly, but I remember there was a powder puff race out at Pahrump Valley School. I let somebody race my mini stock at the time I had, and I was just like every turn was like, no, I couldn't watch. I can only imagine, you know, in your position.
I wasn't ashamed. I wasn't embarrassed. It did not matter.
What did you think the first time, like when you first got on that track? I mean, that had to been exciting to just be like, hey, I'm racing, right? And it obviously looks easier than it is to be in that seat.
Well, with my dad, he was brand new to it too. He's never worked on anything like this in his life. And so he didn't know how to set up a car.
Right.
I mean, he knew how to put the parts on, but not how to set it up correctly. So ultimately it was the wrong setup and all that.
Well, and it's funny because you know, people do think, hey, you're just going in circles. It's easy, you know. You just go out there and do it. But there is a lot to it. And it's cool that you guys even just attempted to go out there. And you know what's cool, though, is after you do something like that, people start coming up to you and say, hey, why don't you try this? And you should probably do this. And, you know, people start giving their...
I think it was that same day Ryan Vargas came up. He's like, hey, buddy, can I
Yeah, fun story. Cool. Ryan Vargas thought I was a boy, but I mean, it's okay.
And you'll always be hey buddy to him. Now that's pretty cool though that you get that kind of help, you know, to come up to you.
Helpful, so.
So the first spin, you remember that moment when you first spun?
No, I mean, there was lots. They kind of all blend together. I remember.
Were you frustrated? Were you scared? Were you, what kind of emotions? It had to be a mixed emotion on that track.
First off, before even going out, you have the adrenaline rushing. You have your stomach. It's like all the butterflies are in your stomach. And you're just sitting there. You're like, oh, my God, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like,
I don't know how to do this.
Why am I here?
Did you say you didn't see any other bandos doing the same thing?
Honestly, I was sitting there like, like the tunnel vision was just right here. That was it.
You know, we talk about that. That's, to me, every time I go on the track, that's the exciting part is just waiting. It's just, you know, it's a lot of hurry up and waiting, so you wait for in line up. And then right when you get ready to get on that track, that adrenaline builds.
That's my problem every time. I'll be like, Dad, when do we go out in the race? And he's like, you got 5 minutes till you get ready. I was like, Dad, I got to go pee right now.
I'll be
right
back
now.
You know, but that's part of the excitement is like, you know, waiting. And then you get on that track and you just forget about things. You get focused again on who you're racing against and your strategy. You know, we think we know how to strategize and what this guy's going to do and that guy's going to do. It never happens the way we think, but it's good to think about it. So, so you had mixed emotions on that day and spun 30 times.
I remember this one spin. I was coming out of the turn and I just spun and I was sitting there. I was like, what? And then I look over and all I see is the whole field of cars coming
at
me.
Place. That's funny.
But I didn't get hit. That's okay.
That's good.
I had one of those in skid plate where I came around out of turn two down the straightaway and I spun and I was trying to correct it.
Right.
But I was going backwards. It was the same thing. I had looked up. I saw the whole thing.
It's scary.
I actually jumped down to the infield because I was like, I don't want any part of this.
Well, how'd you think Mom felt? She had to watch this. Well, that's cool when everybody does actually get around you and all that, and you're like, yeah, a little breathing room. It's like, okay, I can get going. I'm going to get behind this pack of bandos here. Was there anybody out there once you did finally get going, or did you ever kind of get going on that night?
On that night, no, it was just Vince. Just Vince. That was it.
Did you think it was the car, or did you think it was you at the time?
I don't even know what I was thinking, honestly.
When you were done, I mean, you know, because sometimes we think that we want to do something, then we go attempt it. Did you think afterwards, like, man, maybe I don't want to race?
No, not at all. I was proud of myself because I didn't hit anyone and no one hit me and I didn't hit the wall.
Nobody else spun 30 times and didn't hit the wall.
Yeah, that was my thing. I was like, can you spin and not hit the wall? Because
exactly.
I can 30 times in
exactly.
a row.
And on a tight track like Orange Show. So. Yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool. Well, once your guys' races were done, did you get some, you know, time what the other divisions and things are that they were doing out there?
Honestly, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
That was how many years ago?
I don't know. I just
want
to thank Jesus.
That's cool. Well, you know, it brings up all them emotions. And so why Orange Hill? Was that the only race going on at the time or just, you know?
I think that was the only race going on at the moment. Kind of just wanted to get out there before going to the bull ring because bull ring's pretty scary.
So you wanted to, like, know something before you showed your face. whole different state, you know. Just go to this other state, and then we'll practice. We'll spin over there.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's cool. You couldn't have picked a better track to you know, kind of experience that. You know, Orange Hill's, you know, pretty flat track. It's a little lot different than Vegas, of course.
Oh, yeah.
What track did you attempt next after that?
The bull ring.
Oh, okay.
Went straight in there.
And by then, though, your dad had worked on the car, got some tips.
Oh, no, we didn't know what we were doing. Who did we call again? You know?
I have no idea. I can't remember. I, like, trying to block those times.
I don't think we got help. Maybe someone did. I don't know.
Well, you know, but that's part of the fun is learning. You know, I mean, looking back, you know, obviously knowing what you know today, looking back, it's like, you know, that's pretty cool that you're able to learn some of that stuff, you know.
Well, I'm guessing going to the bull ring, your car gained some grip with the banking so you didn't spin as much. So there's like, I'm starting to figure it out now.
No, well, my first race at the bull ring was it wasn't as bad with the spin. I didn't spin that much, but I remember it was qualifying, and I don't know if you guys remember Camden Larson mm-hmm. and everything. He was top dog when
right.
I first started racing and everything, and I was sitting there. I was probably in, like, the third groove about to hit the marbles, just, like, straight chilling, and I see him come by just, phew,
right.
fly past me, and I was like, I could do that.
Right.
What the hell?
Follow that person.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, I could do that. So I punched the gas. I go into the turn, and I'm like, oh.
This is not heavy.
I know. And so I ended up hitting the entrance on turn
no
two,
way.
Flying backwards, and hit the other wall on the other side.
Yeah, that's not good. So you you know what? If you're going to experience hitting the wall, you might as well get it out of the way early.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, we need to fix the car.
I think we needed a whole new car. I'm not sure.
Was it pretty totaled?
It was totaled, but we made it work.
Oh, okay.
We made it work. It
and Mama, you know, more throw-ups?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Were you literally scared? I mean, you know, when you see an accident like that, you know, it's
Mom,
yeah.
You know, and you just run. Well, first you make sure they're fine.
Right,
and
right.
And then you run to go help them.
What do you think? I mean, we've all experienced, right? We've all experienced the wall in different ways, unfortunately. And, you know, we hate that it happens, but it happens, you know, and it's good. You probably got to do it in the Bandolero and probably, you know, obviously you're okay. So, you know, in a safe way. And that's why they build these things with all the safety equipment the way they do. So we have to trust that that's, you know, that the stuff is going to work. So it's good. But were you in pain? Were you like,
honestly, I was so upset that I couldn't keep racing.
Oh, man. I know that is upsetting.
Yeah, no. So we brought the car home and I woke up Saturday morning because it was a Friday night
mm-hmm.
and I woke up Saturday morning.
Night,
no, I went home and I passed out. Not even gonna lie about it, but I woke up super early Saturday morning.
Mom thought you were up all night, by the way. That's okay.
No, but I rush out, and I open up the garage, and I see my dad. He's standing there filing off the little nipples on the tire for me to race. And I was like, are we racing today? Are we going?
Yeah, you're right. You're saying,
and he was like,
we're going to race.
Yeah. Like, come here. You should help me with the tires.
Well, that's cool. So you actually did make the race? Wow. Okay. That's cool. That, you know, and that's the dedication, you know, that we put into this, you know, of course yourself and your families and all that. So that's cool. So your dad's learning the hard way how to get back out there. And you're able to make that. So that would have been your third time out on Saturday. Did you do anything different?
I think I just relaxed. I didn't go trying to.
Well, did you get advice from other people or did they come to you at all? Or did you seek any out? Possibly just hey, what am I doing or what should I be doing?
Honestly, I remember going out and asking people and everything, but I don't remember who.
Right. No, you know, there's so, and that's what's cool about it. There's so many people out there that are willing to help, even though on the track they're competitors, you know, off the track, you know, I think they know that, you know, and same with yourself, you see a young, new person, you probably give them advice as much as you would have wanted it.
Oh, yeah.
And it helps you become a better driver. You know, so any, did you think anybody gave you advice that was kind of misleading? Like, yeah, you should, you know, I don't know.
Honestly, yeah, we've had quite a few of those type of people. Yeah.
Oh.
They're like, oh, she's a competitor. Like, we can't give her any advice.
Oh, or they just give you just enough to.
Or the bad.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're like,
wrong.
They're like, yeah, I mean, I guess just don't do that.
Yeah.
There's always that.
Try not to hit the wall. That's the main thing. Now, you know, and then, you know, Gary can attest to that. He's been a champion out there, like in the Bombers division. When you start getting out there as a competitor and becoming more competitive, people tell you things less and less and start giving you maybe misinformation.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember at what point Chuck came into the picture, but completely turned everything around. So
Chuck was like, I want to move. Let me do this. And then he was like, you do this, and you do this, and you do this, and teach my dad everything.
Oh,
and that's how my dad learned how
really?
To work on bandas.
Oh. So he got firsthand experience learning how to do. So today, did your dad feel confident that he can do it himself and be able to?
Even I can do it myself now.
Well, that's good. That's a good point. So, I mean, and the bandoleros, and I don't know a lot about them, but you do have quite a few adjustments on there to be able to set them up for, you know, different tracks and things like that. Did you watch your dad? Did you help your dad on setting that stuff up? I mean, do you guys put them on scales, things like that?
Oh, yeah. Especially in the beginning, I was very invested in wanting to do everything with my dad. I was like, oh, that's what that does? Right. And we'd, like, sit there and play with it a little bit and see what does what. And then, like, on hot days, what we can do to it. And now on very, very cold days, on what we can do to the car to make it work very well. But, I mean, we didn't really get into scales all that often, not too much, because we didn't have scales of our own.
Right.
But, I mean, other than that, it was just always tweaking the car in little tiny bits and seeing what does what.
Well, you know what's cool about that is when you make those small adjustments and be able to feel the difference on the track.
And to be able to communicate it. But to be on the track and to radio back in to dad.
Well, that's you're talking about, was that in the bandos you were able to still?
Yeah.
Because they don't have, they don't allow radios in the bandos.
Still,
oh, they do? Really?
They
did
for a little bit.
I didn't know that. Okay.
But to come back in and say, hey, I think this is off, or I'm getting kind of this, to be able to communicate, I think, makes you a better driver.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree.
Well, because I would think, like, at first, you know, not knowing about setup and stuff, you're like, man, it's here's what it's doing when I try to turn or when, you know, this part of the track, and you let somebody else make the adjustments. But when, as you start learning, you start relaying, hey, can we tweak this like this a little or like this because I want it to do this? And then you start relaying the message a little bit different. So, but you brought up the Speed Vegas races. You didn't do that in the bandos, did you?
No, that was just
that was
in the
all
legends.
Legends. So you're full bando experiences on the oval track still, right?
No, actually, how many seasons of road course did we have?
Oh, you did the Vegas, Vegas, okay.
I think one or two with the bando.
Do you remember the first road course on the, in the bando? I mean, because that might have, that should have been a whole different experience, obviously, going from circle track into something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of remember it. It was just lots of airs and seeing what you can do different out on the track. And then coming in being like, oh, I'm really, really tight on the right turns, but very, very loose on the left turns. And we'd sit there and figure it out and everything. But, I mean,
did you like it because it had the
oh, yeah, I very much prefer road course.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool because you got, like, long straightaways, you got tighter turns, you have different things you have to maneuver all the time. Did you learn any passing techniques during that time? Because, you know, obviously, you know, it's different on a road course than it is on a circle
track. With road course, I actually learned how to be able to pass more on the inside because with the banking at the bullring, I mean, it's not too difficult to pass on the outside. But with how flat the road course is, you had to really learn how to pass on the inside.
Okay.
And everything, or even knowing how to stand your guard on the outside.
Right.
And so it taught me a lot of how, what you can do and how to watch your drivers in front of you and seeing what they do in order for you to manipulate it and get past it.
That's good. That's smart. You know, and obviously that's what's good about a division like the Bandoleros, because you're not using horsepower. You gotta really outmaneuver the next person to be able to pass or to prevent them from passing. Do you guys use the berms a lot or do you stay away from those?
I would stay away from those, honestly, because it does a lot more damage than good.
Yeah. I think on a bigger vehicle, it's different with suspension because you guys have limited suspension.
It was not that good with the bandos. But, I mean, even in the Legends, you want to stay away from them just because, like, if you get your rear end on it, it can twist your axle and all that, and you don't want that.
Right.
A lot of money.
No, that's true. That's true. So you looking forward to more road course racing in the future?
Yes.
Yeah?
I want
to
go.
That's cool to see you smile about that because, you know, that's what's exciting about racing is, you know, finding something that you'd like to do about it, you know, because sometimes it gets repetitive. You know?
I mean, I like oval a lot. Yeah. I really do. But right now I'm in such like a awkward stage where I'm not slow enough to be in the back of the pack, but I'm not fast enough to be with the like fast guys. So I just kind of like sit there in the middle.
You know, like we always talk about this, it's that you got, it's that one moment that comes up that changes everything. For some reason, like you get that one I don't know, changing factor that gets you the multiple wins or something like that. Then all of a sudden it carries that momentum and all of a sudden you're winning everything, you know. I mean, you got some pretty good accomplishments up to now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Tell us some of those are.
Well, I mean, before COVID hit and everything, would it count as 2019 or 2020 season?
It was 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, so the 2019 season in the bandos, I actually won what is it called? I was the West Coast champion. I was state champion. I won the championship race, and there's one more. Yeah, and I was bowling champion.
Okay.
And the first ever female to win a national championship.
Wow, that's exciting. That's something that's going to look good on your resume. As you keep continuing to race and all that. Does any of that change, like, you know, how you feel about racing? I mean, do you feel like you need to push harder to get more accomplishments?
Honestly,
or you just go out and have fun?
Honestly, I'm just very, very competitive, and I feel like it's my, like, mentality of, like, wanting to do more.
You're just a competitive. Well, you grew up with, well, you know, you got three older brothers, so.
Oh, yeah. You learn how to stand your ground.
Exactly, right?
You always try to win. Always. Especially being a female. You're like, you're I'm going to win. I don't care what we're doing. I'm winning.
You know, and that's cool. You got to have that. You know, and that's competitive racing. You know, you got to want to win. If you're not wanting to win, you know. You're still having fun, but you got to be able to want to win out there, I think.
Oh, yeah, and that's what probably pushes me, because as soon as I got bored with the band, I was like, after I won all that, and I was just like...
We could tell you get bored easy, because you're gotten by like three times that I could count just now. I'm calling you out, by the way. That's
honestly,
okay.
I don't even know what you said.
Okay, that's good, yeah. It goes over most people's head anyways.
No, I heard
I
it, and then
I caught it.
I was like, wait, I don't even remember what he said.
That's okay.
It's fine. If you're calling me out, go ahead.
That's it. Yawning. Yeah, you get bored easy. So you got bored of the bandos.
No, it's the cold. Whenever it's super cold,
well,
I get super tired.
The sheep's clothing.
Hey, don't get mad.
Thanks, Mom. By the way,
clothes.
Again. Nah.
Oh, it's okay. You're fine.
There.
Can you turn it back on?
That.
So you got, you know,
we want you to make it through the show.
Oh, I'll make it. It's okay. It's just my answers start getting shorter and shorter.
That's why I got coffee.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do. So, it's okay to be bored of certain types of racing, because that just shows you've, you know, got everything you feel like you got wanted out of it, I guess.
Yeah.
What made you get into a legend? Dad, I want one of those. So.
No, honestly, we didn't want to race Legends.
Really?
At all.
Gene, and he put us
sorry,
for sale
again.
Legend.
You know what? We actually did buy his car.
You're Gene's best friend, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Every single time he moves up in a car, we're like, no, what car do you have now? Is that going to be my next one?
Exactly. What's he moving up into now? You know the level you're going into.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Well, I think Legends is good because it's very versatile. Like you said, you like the road course. So I think Legends gives you the opportunity not only to do circle plus road, but also to travel, because Legends are pretty...
They're everywhere.
Yeah, INEX is, of course, nation. You know, they have the Nationals here, you know, and so on. What made you get into the Legends, though? I mean, was it just an accident?
Well, we didn't know what we wanted to do, if we wanted to do late models or Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked to Jamie and family, and of course they're like, you should drive our car, like, no fee, no cost, crash, no nothing. Well, I went out and crashed the car.
Oh,
so
no
I felt
way.
Really bad.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
And so we got their car. So. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it was a perfect decision. I love the Legends so much.
I mean, obviously, being in the bando, you've seen the Legends out there racing and so on. What was the first experience in a Legend? Was it at the bullring?
Yes, it was
on
at the bullring.
Practice night, I would assume, or
yes, it was on a Friday night, right? Yeah,
probably if
something
it was a practice
like that.
Night, yeah.
But, I mean, I loved it. I was in that. I was having so much fun. Like, well, everything flies by so much faster.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. So it's a whole different ball game, you know, at that point, because you're shifting and things like that. Obviously, somebody must have showed you how to shift and all
that.
Yeah,
actually, and Jaron rode around in his little neighborhood while he hung out on his side of the car. And he was like, okay, now shift. And I was like, but it won't shift. And he'll sit there and do it.
And it's fine, right?
No, it actually wasn't. One time I had to start the car in second gear and try to go off with that.
Well, that's cool. So you learned how to shift and all that. What was your first experience on the track on a practice night and having to shift and all that? Were you following anybody out there or are you just by yourself?
Honestly, I was by myself. No? I did not want to be around anyone else because I didn't want to take out anyone else
if I were to wreck
or anything like that.
Sure.
But I had Jaron on the radio, and he was like, okay, push it. Okay, now break. But with the bandos, he didn't understand that you don't break in the bandos.
Right.
And so I was scared of that brake pedal.
No, that's a good point. It's
and,
a totally different
oh, yeah, it,
type
like,
of racing.
So I pressed the brake, which I thought was enough.
Right.
But it obviously was not enough.
So here you're rolling way up in the corner.
Oh, yeah. I just rolled.
And mom's over there throwing up more again.
Yeah,
that's funny. That's cool. So he's in your ear at least. You know, that helps a lot, I think, that somebody helped coaching you, you know, that knows how to race a legend.
Well, yeah, that was just that first night, but ultimately I feel like he made me wreck. I'm not throwing shade around.
Well, let's see.
You just weren't ready and scared to break.
Well, what happened? Was it an incident that he told you to do something? And
no, he wanted me to push the gas until as far as you're supposed to go, and he didn't like that I was backing it up so far. So then I could roll the corner instead of having to use the brake.
Right.
And then I had to use the brake, but it was not enough.
Not
even close.
Well, you know, it's funny because some of that might just be driving style, because some people like to drive in deeper and then, you know, brake a little further in, where you might be used to coming out of the bandos to, you know, ease up on the corner, roll into it, and then get on the gas
a little quicker. Well, see, at the bull ring with the bandos, you're flat-footed the whole time. You don't touch brake. You don't do anything. You just
on
the gas the whole time.
And, of course, legend is total
not
different
that.
Ball game. Right? Well, that sucks. How bad was it? Damage? Did you back it into the wall?
No, I actually just hit the right front.
Okay.
But I totally ripped off the whole entire suspension and everything else along with it. I'm pretty sure I bent the motor plate too. So
you're.
She does it with feeling every time.
If I wreck, it's not a little itty bitty baby wreck. I'm going all out.
You can make sure it's a statement.
Oh yeah. I think did they just paint the wall recently on turn 4? Because she was all over it.
Oh man. Oh,
yeah, those were all my skin marks.
You should go sign it out there. Autograph night. Just walk over there.
Oh yeah. But, make it nice and big.
You know, your dad's thinking, oh, crap, this is going to cost me. And the Giannini's are thinking, sold.
Well, they said we didn't have to buy it or anything, but, like, that's just not how we do it. Like, if you break it, you buy it.
Right. So. And that, you know. So you ended up buying it, I guess, at that point. And did it cost a lot to fix?
Oh, yeah.
It makes you appreciate that more and respect the wall a little more, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it comes up quick, all I have to say.
And it don't move.
No, I tried multiple times.
Exactly.
It doesn't.
Yeah, right. We've all experienced that, unfortunately. But, no, cool. So you got this car. You get it all put back together and all that. Your dad knows how to set it up now somewhat. Did you still have help from Chuck or anybody?
Well, with the legends, like, it's a whole different playing field.
Right.
So much more stuff that you can do with it to tweak the setup to find what you like and everything. Yep. So, I mean, for a little bit, we had Chuck working on it, but he had no clue.
Right. Well, it's
like
different.
How to work on a legend.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is. It's
he
different.
Definitely did really good, but.
Right. And it's different than a bando, of course, because there's a lot of different things going on, like you said. It's a whole new ball game.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we got help from Chuck, and then we asked Peyton if, like, we can get his help and everything. He set up our car, I think, once or twice or something like that. But, I mean, ultimately, it wasn't what I liked. But
right.
me and my dad, we didn't know how to tweak it or anything.
Right.
So we just kind of, like, didn't know what to do or anything. And that's kind of where we fell into with TJ.
Okay.
And so now we're with TJ and everything. And he helps a lot. And
so when he kind of probably got it to a point where you felt driving its best, did,
mm-hmm.
did you have a lot more confidence in it? Like, man,
oh, yeah.
this is what it's supposed to feel like.
Yeah, last time I wrecked my car was with TJ set up because it was so good.
Nice.
It was so good that I thought I could just drive it in there, no brake, just go. Well, that wasn't
the case. That didn't work.
That did not work. No, well, actually, I just spun. I didn't hit the wall, but another car ended up coming in. And
right.
So.
Kind of helped you.
Help me move back in the correct way. Let me say that.
Right. You know, it sucks because you don't want to spin or hit the wall or anything like that. But at the same time, the young drivers like yourself, you have no fear. You know, that's what's so hard. It's, you know, with these old guys like Gary,
oh, yeah.
they have fear. The younger, you know, generation of racers, they don't have fear. Right.
Well, with TJ especially, because Spencer drove a legend car. So he was working with a lot of the drivers that we know now when they were younger. He
mm-hmm.
worked with a lot of them in legends. So he's very good with the younger drivers.
Right.
Trying to get out of them what they're looking for or what they need.
Did he do any coaching also, like drive coaching?
Well, I mean, especially in the beginning when I'd come back in and everything, he talked to me. He's like, okay, now what's wrong with the car?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with this? And most of the time I was like, I love it. It's great.
It's don't touch it, right?
Don't touch it.
It's all me.
Like
it's all me.
Yeah, but we just had a practice not too long ago, and he actually got onto the radio with me and everything, and he was like, telling me where to, like, pinpoint my spots and everything.
Okay.
And he was like, okay, now gas it. And so, I mean.
You said, well, last time somebody told me to do this, I hit the wall.
Well, I mean, I was coming on out of the turn,
right.
not going in. I've got the going in
okay,
part
now.
Okay,
now coming out part.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. You know, you absorb all this information. You learn, you know, every step of the way. What was your first actual race in Vegas?
My first actual race, like in the Bandas or what?
No, in the Legends.
In the Legends, in Vegas.
Because didn't they have one race at the beginning of March in 2020?
Yes.
Were you in the Legends in 2020?
Yeah.
I think they had one race or two races. Maybe.
I think I
did, you
did the like
them,
last
or?
Three races
okay.
before COVID happened.
Okay. I know they had a couple of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I think they had a winter series. For the road course.
Well, yeah,
they?
But
right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you did. Did you do the legend in the road course?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't
the
know that
road
one.
Course has Speed Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, no,
not the one at
not
the.
The not, yeah.
Not
so, a, oh, okay. Yeah, you're talking about Speed Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that track?
Honestly, I really liked it, but I have the 1250 motor and not the FZ09, and so.
Is that the one's air cooled, one's water cooled?
Yeah.
You got the air cooled one.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah, we got the FZ09
okay.
now, so we're good. But at the time, I had the 1250 and everything, and so the FZ09s are all 6-speed, and mine's only a 5-speed.
Oh.
And so I was sitting there, I was, like, trying to go. I was like, come on, man, come on. Go. And I'd, like, we probably get, like, 3/4 down on the straightaway. I'm sitting there maxed out side by side
oh,
with all
man,
of them.
Right?
And then they're like, oh, 6th gear.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't have another gear.
And the track is what it's not made for racing.
Exactly.
And so it's really difficult to
right.
pass people
yeah.
on the turns and everything. You really only had the straightaway to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I had a disadvantage on
right.
the straightaways because I'd pass them. And next thing you know, that little 1/4
yeah.
at the very end. Going by.
Did you do a lot of shifting on that track?
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit. Okay. I know because, you know, obviously Speed Vegas is made for a driving experience, not a race
yeah.
track. So it's not designed for that. So it's cool that they're actually, you guys are able to race
oh,
on
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. Very
you know, cause there's no racing going on in TJ and his whole crew, including you. I think you helped out there the whole time.
Two or one time.
Yep. So to be able to put something on, which was kind of, I think, a precursor to him being able to open up the Bullring,
oh, yeah.
which is really cool for our local community. We needed that because there's a lot of rumors and stuff out there that that track may not not going to open again, and that would have been, you know, devastating, I think, to the local race community. So,
Most definitely.
But it's cool. So they opened it, and then you were able to race in Vegas. We'll let you yawn out.
I tried to cut it off.
Good. Is it nap time? Yeah. We'll take a 5 minute.
I know, like, what time is it, man?
5 minute nap time.
5 minute nap break.
You go to bed at 6 o'clock?
Yes, actually.
Did you stay in private school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you decided to...
We're not super confident in how...
Right.
So she's a... Well, she's now a senior.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
She's super young.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So now she's a senior, and we're just really not trusting of CCSE and what they're going to do next year.
Right.
She needs full time in school.
Right.
She needs everything.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to do college? Are you thinking of colleges right now or anything? Or?
Honestly, with the way the world is going, I am very against the vaccine. And so if you tell me it's a requirement to have the vaccine and go to college, that's not
good. Well, and, yeah, obviously it shouldn't be, you know, a requirement. Obviously, you know, it's everybody's decision. It's nobody else's but your own, I think, you know, especially going to colleges and all that. So hopefully they don't push.
Multiple schools are, but I mean, they would have a medical exemption, but it just, it's neither here nor there. It's just making college not as exciting as it should be.
Right, right. Well, you know, and, the, you know, obviously after, because you're a senior young, so, but the problem is, like, if you take 1 or 2 years off before you do any kind
you're never
of,
going back. Yeah,
exactly. Uh-huh. You know, so you can, you know, something to think about.
Like, is racing a hobby, or you want to be serious about racing, or is there something else you're interested in?
I mean, honestly, I just am going with the flow. Wherever the world takes me, it will take me. But, I mean, racing was kind of always of like a backup decision. If I were to be very serious about it and, like, get into it and go to NASCAR and all that, it was kind of always like the backup of everything. So.
No, that's cool. You know, and there's a lot of development programs out there, you know, to dabble in while you're deciding, you know, especially for a young, you know, female driver in today's race world. It's, you know, they have a lot of opportunities
especially now,
out there.
Everyone's moving up, you know.
Right.
You know, you had Danica and Patrick, you know, years ago, and it was like, oh, my God, a woman died. And now it's just more of them are moving through, especially with Haley Deegan. She's just so out there on social media and so putting it out there. For all the young girls, they're like, I can do that.
Right.
My brother has a race car. I want to jump
in
it. So I think that's really encouraging a lot of the young female drivers.
Well, no, you know, I think so too. You know, it's good to see someone like yourself just really just liking what you do, you know, and that's got to be the first thing I think about it. You know, a lot of times I think these young, and maybe I'm wrong, this is my opinion, like a lot of young drivers race and stuff because their parents want them to, not because they want to. It's like, hey, you're going to race because I want you to, you know, and
I'm going to put you out there.
You're right. But, you know, it's cool that you want to race. And, you know, I'm sure, like, when there's not many races going on, you're like, oh, man, is there a race coming? Come on. I want to go racing,
man.
You know? Right. I mean, I can see you get bored easy.
Well, I can imagine no school and
no school, no sports, no racing.
Oh, man.
Been a challenge.
Her world's going to be upside down.
It was. It was terrible.
That's cool. So your next race coming up is what, June? Is it this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Memorial weekend.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. See, I don't keep up. You would think I would, but Gary always has to tell me what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So you got a race coming up. How are you doing in points? Are you doing points racing?
I think right now I'm...
I don't even know. Like,
yeah.
Because 2020 and COVID, I mean, that kind of took away her rookie year and to be able to really get some serious seat time and whatnot. I mean, we did travel. We went to South Sound.
Oh, cool.
Speedway,
yeah.
And
wow, that's cool.
That's around that time. And
That was like a year ago.
Yeah.
So was COVID.
Yeah, just about a year ago. So let's say roughly a year ago. Okay.
Yeah, we really tried to do the most to get her the most
seat
time as possible in that situation.
Right.
And so
having right now, or you think you want to do better?
I want to do better.
And do you think that's a, hey, Dad, we need to change the setup thing, or a little bit of both?
Well,
you and
so I've been having the 1250, and I actually just
oh, that's
blew
right.
up
you said you
my
the
motor.
New motor.
I just blew up the 1250. So Mama stepped in,
oh,
and
thanks, Bob.
She got
yeah.
me the FC09 and everything, cool. So this will actually be my first race with the FC09,
wow.
And I feel like I'm, like, way
okay.
faster in it. I feel like I'm going to do good. And
yeah,
so
you had it out on the track yet?
Yes,
practice? Okay.
We rented out the track
oh, okay,
and everything.
Cool.
So
oh, yeah, okay.
Just to see how it did
yeah.
and everything.
Smart, yeah, cool. Then you actually felt the difference, right?
No.
you'll see when you're on the track, right?
No, I did. It,
right.
It's all the same. I mean,
yeah.
I don't fall off as much, and I don't, like, sit there, and I'm like, come on, man, like, I want to be right there where I was,
yeah.
like, three laps ago when we just started.
Oh, well, that's crazy. That's good. Well, you know what? Something's going to click that's going to come together, whatever it is. You know, I've had it where I've tapped the wall before on accident, and for some reason, it was better. Anyway, we didn't touch it. Like, you know what? We're not going to touch this. I don't know what it meant. We're going to keep it the way it's meant. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
it, something. You know, something might click that changes everything. So
yeah, I'm hoping it's the motor.
Yeah, you know what? And sometimes we think we're going slow. Like, I've been out qualifying stuff before, thinking, man, that was not a very good qualifying time. It was my best qualifying time. Whereas sometimes you think, man, that was great. I was qualified good, and it was a bad qualifying time. So.
It's just all that adrenaline when you're like, when you're going slower, it's because you're more twitchy and
right.
you're having fun and
yep.
you're out there and you're
yep.
like, oh my God, yes. And then you're like, when you feel like you're going slow, it's because you're so relaxed and so nice and you're comfortable with what you're doing, so it doesn't feel like you're as
right.
fast because you're not so like, oh my God, oh
right.
my God, yes, yes.
Right. Do you do a lot of mirror driving at all, or do you like, I mean, you like looking ahead? I mean, you seem like a very calm driver. So. Oh, you like that on the track? Okay.
Sometimes. It all depends who's around me.
Okay. Are there certain people that, like, that get under your skin, like, hey, man, this I'm gonna beat this person? Without calling anybody out or making
no.
you look, you know. But there's always that somebody that's there. It's like, man, why are they there, you know, good or bad?
There's some kids that we've just had our backgrounds. And so whenever we're around each other, I'm like, you're going to make me push myself to the limit. And that's okay.
You know what? And that is okay, because
yeah.
you get yourself away from that
yeah.
situation, I guess.
Or like when they're in front of me, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do a bump and run.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so close. I can do it. You could just push the gas.
Right?
2 more seconds. Come on.
That's what these bumpers are for. Oh, well. But we always restrain us. Well, no, not always.
I know.
We usually restrain ourselves. But
sometimes.
Yeah,
I
sometimes.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
What about sponsors uh-huh. and things like that? That we, before we run out of time, you want to talk about?
Yes. So obviously, M&D, Mom and Dad.
But you know what? That's a good. I've never heard it put that way. That's the best way to put it.
Yes, M&D. We also have Bigger
and
Brand
Mom was first before Dad, by the way. So
M&D, not well. D and M kind of sound weird. So
yeah,
M&D.
Okay.
We have Mom and Dad. We have Bigger Brand Media.
Cool.
Big sponsor for us.
Sweet.
We have Electric Sunglasses.
Oh, cool.
Yes. We have Motorsports Web.
I'm going blank though now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I gotta think about it.
If you do forget anybody, it's not intentional, obviously, to your sponsors, I think, but they can also find out the information. If anybody's looking for your sponsor, they can go to Chloe.
ChloeLynchRacing.com or
okay.
Chloe Lynch Racing on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Now that's cool. You know, I'm an advocate of the businesses that sponsor
mm-hmm.
racers, you know, because we got to help support those businesses that help support young drivers and ourselves
oh, yeah.
out there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me think of this little one I can't think of. Napa.
Yeah,
you got any Napa stories for us?
Actually,
I know you do.
Napa has put me with the hot passes and everything.
Sweet.
For NASCAR. I got to meet Chase Elliott.
Wow.
I've actually had two dinners so far with Chase Elliott.
Cool.
And
Oh, sweet.
No, who's the drag racer?
Ron Capps.
Yes, I met Ron Capps, too. We've had dinner together.
Wow.
Great conversation. Love him. He's a great guy.
Wow, that's really cool. Cool.
They're fun.
Do they talk more about supporting local, you know, racing and
well,
so on?
Well, Ron Capps actually seemed to see, like, way more into it.
Right.
And he was all about developing a driver and everything.
Right.
We didn't really get to talk about local drivers and all
sure.
that, but he was definitely, like, more on the side, okay, like, this is what we can do here, and this is what we can do here. He was like, you know, I know I'm a drag strip racer, but, I mean, we could do this. We got
We can do something, right.
Yeah. I really liked him.
He just decided to change the paint scheme. I mean, Apple was running with the paint. I mean, they're wonderful, and I know they're just trying to pick up.
Right.
You know what they're doing as well. So.
Well, and that's tough, you know, because you know it's tough changing paint schemes and so on. I know, you know, we've changed paint schemes like on his race truck before for specific reasons. I know you probably started with a certain scheme and to have to tweak it to meet a sponsor's.
Well, that's why her car was yellow and black, and
that was off in Napa.
Yeah. Right. What were your typical colors? I mean, what colors did you like for you?
I mean, I've always been black and white.
Okay.
I've always loved black and white. But with my new paint scheme, it's actually pink, gray, white, and black. And so it has all those colors on a camo.
Yeah. Okay.
On
that's
a camo
cool.
at the bottom and everything. And then we have our hot pink,
number
50, with the paratroop wings on the top.
Cool. You can tell us a little bit about the number 50 and... Real quick.
Yeah.
I know we're running out of time.
Oh,
so
no,
just,
no,
but,
it's okay.
Yeah, I know. It goes quick. I know. It goes quick. So I know there's a story behind that.
Yes. So the number 50 is actually for one of my brother's best friends. He was a paratrooper and everything. He was in the Army. And they went out for a night jump one time. Things didn't go the way as planned, and he ended up passing. But throughout high school, his name is Josh. Josh and my bigger brother were always like side by side, always having fun, right?
That's cool.
And they played football together, and his number was always 50.
Oh, cool.
And so I carried on his tradition
of
the number 50
that's
and everything,
really
along
cool.
with the paratrooper wing.
Wow.
He was 19 when he...
Yeah. You know what? And, you know, it sucks that happens. You know,
yeah.
But, you know, all of us, you know, that like Memorial Day weekend coming up here, this is the time we need to make sure we, realize that these people put their lives at stake for us to be able to do the racing and be free and do the things that we want to do. So it's really, that is really cool that you're taking that on.
And
Yeah.
Because he would always wear hot pink cleats.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
He had the hot pink cleats, no matter what. The uniforms are always navy blue or orange. But he had to have
the
hot pink cleats.
And he wanted to stand out, I'm
it
sure.
Still means a lot.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Everything has a meaning.
Yeah, that is really cool. You know, and be able to sport that number and just know that you're carrying that on. And, and that's cool.
I feel like he's always there. He's always helping me. He's like, hey, don't go down yet.
Tell him to knock these other cars in front of you out of the way a little bit. Yeah, maybe he'll do that. That's really cool. That's cool. I love that story. And, you know,
it's fun because the family comes out to the track all the time. They are our biggest supporters. It's,
cool. I know.
Wow, that was fun.
I know. 90 seconds and you didn't even fall asleep. Yeah, it was close.
Oh, I told you it was the cold AC blowing right on me. I only yawned one time after it was turned off.
Well, that's cool. Chloe and Sheila, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to keep an eye on you. Make sure, you know, you come back maybe after this season or anytime. You're welcome back anytime. Come back. But we're going to come watch the number 50 Legends car out there this weekend at Boring. And we'll see you live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening.